Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse, where we dive into the heart of FIFA World Cup 2026 updates and insights.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're unpacking a story that's as much about geopolitics as it is about soccer. The U.S.-Iran tensions are making waves in the football world, especially with Iran's request to FIFA to move their World Cup matches from the U.S. to Mexico.
That's right, Jordan. Iran's Football Federation fears that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East could pose risks for their players and staff. They were scheduled for two matches in Los Angeles and one in Seattle, but now hope to play in Mexico instead.
But FIFA's response was a firm no, emphasizing that the matches will stay as planned. This decision highlights FIFA's commitment to its original tournament structure, despite the geopolitical tensions.
And it's not just Iran expressing concerns. Joachim Löw, the former Germany head coach, voiced worries about the safety of teams, officials, and fans, given the rising tensions between the U.S. and Iran. This situation echoes past controversies in Russia and Qatar, raising questions about the World Cup's ability to navigate geopolitical issues.
Yet, the U.S. is ramping up efforts to ensure safety. FIFA has allocated $625 million to help cover security costs in 11 cities hosting World Cup events. Dallas alone received over $51 million as part of this grant program.
On a lighter note, let's talk about how this World Cup is reaching fans in new ways. YouTube has become FIFA's preferred platform, offering fans broader access to tournament content, including archive footage, highlights, and even live programming of the opening 10 minutes of every match.
And it's not just about watching the games. Coca-Cola North America and Panini America are bringing the iconic FIFA World Cup sticker collection to fans, embedding collectible stickers in Coca-Cola bottle labels. It's a fresh twist on a beloved pre-tournament ritual.
Absolutely, Jordan. This World Cup is shaping up to be a unique blend of sports, politics, and fan engagement. With matches spread across the US, Canada, and Mexico, and more matches than ever before, it's a logistical and security challenge, but also an unprecedented opportunity for fan involvement.
Speaking of fan involvement, the advertising landscape is shifting too. The event is expected to inject $10.5 billion into the ad market, but with a twist. Advertisers are now engaging with fans across multiple platforms, not just traditional broadcasts. It's a whole new game for brands to play.
That brings us to the big thing to watch. How will FIFA navigate the geopolitical tensions, ensure safety, and leverage digital platforms to enhance the fan experience? With the World Cup's ability to transcend sport, politics, and cultural barriers, it's a tall order, but one that could redefine how we experience global sporting events.
That's our pulse on the World Cup 2026 this week. As these geopolitical tensions evolve, their impact on the world's largest sporting event will be something every fan should keep an eye on.
Thanks for tuning in to World Cup 2026 Pulse. Join us next week as we continue to explore the unfolding story of the FIFA World Cup 2026.